Okay, we're holding today Perek Shishi, Halacha Aleph, Masechet Ketuvot. Tziata Yisha Umasa Yadeh Hashem Ba'ala, V'Yerushata, Nuhu Ochel Pero Bechaya, V'oshta Pekama Shelar, V'yiru V'mter Omer, V'zman Shem B'Seter La Shnei Chalakim V'lo Echad, V'zman Shem B'Galui La Shnei Chalakim V'lo Echad, Shelo Notim U'miyad, Shela Yilakach U'mkaka, V'o Ochel Pero. Reb Chizkiya B'Shem Reb Ami says that actually, Itpal ben Reb Yochanan Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Chad Omar Divrei Hakol. So there's a Machlokes Reb Yochanan Reb Shimon ben Lakish. According to one of them, what it says in the Mishnah that and this is dependent on the Motar Maaseh Yadeha, as we saw in today's Bavli. Yerushalmi is taking all of this for granted because it's we said before Niseit Yeter Lavabal, which we asked earlier. It's in this all in the Mishnah. So what's Maika Mashmala? Right? So we said over there. So over here, the Gemara is assuming that the din of motar maaseh yadeh shel baal is what the chiddush is. And that's the motar. So from the previous Mishnah, we would only have known maaseh yadeh. Whereas over here, it's telling me motar maaseh yadeh because we're assuming that mitziyata is motar maaseh yadeh.
Same thing as Adisa,
the Motor. Yeah. So we're now assuming, in typical Yerushalmi fashion, an entire Daf's discussion, but with a change in how the Yerushalmi views it. So in other words, the Chiddush over here is not the Machlokas. In the Bavli, it says the Chiddush is the Machlokas about Poshtah, the Reb Yehuda ben Beser and the Rabbanan. That's the Chiddush. According to Yerushalmi, the Chiddush is Gufa, the Din, of Motar Maaseh Yadeh, because by throwing in Metziyata, we're telling you what Halach is on Hadaf. If that's the case, so then we have a Machlokas, says Reb Chizkiya, between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, whether everybody is made to this. So one man the armor, we don't know which one is which at this point. So one says, Chad Omer Divrei Hakol, when it says in the Mishnah, essentially, that Hadaf goes to the Baal by saying Metziyata. Everybody agrees with that. V'charana omar b'machlokas. Whereas the other one says that no, motar maaseh yadeh is dependent on machlokas. V'lo yadana manor medan manor medan. However, I don't know clearly which one said which, but let's see if we can figure it out. Mistavra, the Reb Shimon ben Lakish omar medan manor machlokas. It's reasonable to say that it was Reb Shimon ben Lakish who says that it's actually a machlokas because the name of Motar Maaseh Yadeh, because after all, Dupatarlan, because he was the one that explained the earlier Mishnah of the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Assembler, where Motar Maaseh Yadeh, a guy was Magdish, so the Shiloh over there was his Hegdish Chal or not, and he explained that the case over there was B'Malala Mezonot, Malala Mezonot, Ve'ino Tetein Lamarkes of Tzorcheh. So it's talking about over there where he's not giving her the markeset. Since he's not giving her the markeset, v'tanina im eino noten la markeset v'tzorcheha maaseh yadeha shela. Now what it said in the Mishnah, and of course we asked this in the Bavli, seems to be saying that the actual maaseh yadayim are keneged the markeset, which is the allowance, as opposed to keneged the parnasa. So if he doesn't give her the markeset, then she gets to keep Maaseh Yadeh, which means that the mezonot is an exchange for Maaseh Yadeh. That's the takana. And when that means the mar kesev, the question is, what did we hold the mar kesev was? So there we had a machlokas, if he can be magdish between Rameh and Rabbi Yochanan Sander, can he be magdish motor Maaseh Yadeh if he's ma'alala mezonot? So the shal over there was, is it the motar that's connected the markesev, or is it the ikar that was connected the markesev? In other words, we have two things to exchange for two things. We have mizonos and we have allowances, which is called markesev. Keneged maaseh yadeh and keneged motar maaseh yadeh. So we have a machlokas whether it's in that direction or it's the other direction. The allowance, since it's a davar kotzuv, because it's markesev every week, is keneged the Asiya, which is Katsu, which is the Chomesh Shlom Yudash, Asar Shlom Yigalil, or whether it's done, it's more shchiach, let's do the shchiach things. The shchiach is not on dafka. So the shchiach is the ikar maisi yadayim. So let's do the shchiach, mizonos shchiach. The allowance already is more difficult to get out of it. That was the machlokes that we had earlier. So he was the one, and then he understood the question over there was, that if he's, Reish Lakish understood that the machlokes over there was, if he's not being going to give her the ma'a kesev, so then the ikar ma'aseh yadayim go to her. So in other words, it's an exchange of ikar ma'aseh yadayim for ma'a kesev. And that's because each is a davar kotzev. So then ma'aseh yadayim shein kemitziyah. Therefore, we now need our Mishnah to tell us that motar, which is the equivalent of a mitziyah, because a mitziyah is something that just sort of happens on its own, right? So over there, since it's not something that happens all the time, it's not Shia, it goes to the husband. Because, I mean, I might have thought that when it says Maaseh Adea goes to the Baal, includes, now, that maybe that was a Stam Mishnah, and when they're arguing over, in the case of Magdish Maaseh Adea, that's talking about a Stam Afrikach Machlokas. If you have a Stam Afrikach Machlokas, ain't a Lachik a Stam. Therefore, we need now a Mishnah to tell me that Motar Yadea goes, in fact, to the Baal. So that's the way that makes the most sense. Also, Rabbi Yaakov Barami, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, comes along Rabbi Yaakov Barami, and he says that actually, Reish Lakish was Mefarish, that it's Divrei HaKoli, and that the Mishnah over here is going Motar Maaseh Yadayim, according to everybody, belongs to the Baal. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan of Sandler were talking about what was Motar Maaseh Yadea in a completely different sense. She died. That's the question. So if she died and left behind Maaseh Yadayim, and the question is, because of the Machlokas, whether Dover Shalom Baliyolam. Remember, again, it's all based on the previous sugya, whether the Machlokas was whether Adam Machna Dover Shalom Baliyolam, or whether the Machlokas is that he doesn't have any swiss to it because it's hers. Two completely different ways of learning. So Rabbi Yaakov Barami said that actually what Reish Lakish said is that this has nothing to do with the issue of Maaseh Yadayim. It has to do with whether a person can be Magdish Dover Shalom Baliyolam, and whether he, since he hasn't inherited over here, is it considered to be yet? Is it considered to be his at the time that he was Magdish? So there are machlokes between the Amoraim, Aliba the Reish Lakish, whether this is true. In other words, do we agree with Yaakov or Avin? So, Havi, the Ovun, Ita, Shimon Lakish. So, there are basically those who say that this is what Rav Shimon Lakish holds, and those that say it's dependent on the Machlokas. So, Lami Nitzruk, according to the Man Yom, that Rav Shimon Lakish holds, Motar Maaseh Yadei Isha, goes to the husband according to everybody. So, then why do we need the Mishnah? Then what's the chiddush? I mean, Bishlam, if you'll tell me now, I have to address this, the machlokas, the stam machlokas. Fine, if you tell me it's not a machlokas, what do I know here that I didn't know before? Because remember, we had sakash also in the Bible, and we said the only thing I didn't know was that there's a machlokas review and say on the Chachamim about Boshe, but Enochinami, there's no chiddush in the rest of the Mishnah. But the Yerushalmi has been assuming all along that there is a chiddush in the Etzem Mishnah. Not just in the fact that it's a machlokas for Yudah ben Sarah. So what is that chiddush? Why do we need the Mishnah B'chlal? Answers the Gemara, the chiddush is only on Libet Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir, and that is the part that the Baal is Ochel Peirot, even in what she is Yoreshet. That's the chiddush. Because even though Alpha Gav the Rabbi Meir, Ovid Yada Evet Kiyad Rabo, so you might have thought that according to Rabbi Meir, so he would hold Zakta Isha, Zakta Bala, so that the Yad of an Isha is like an extension of her husband. And therefore, if she gets a Soda B'Yerusha, so now it becomes the Soda of the Baal. And that's talking, in other words, the only time we would say a Baal Ochel Peirot would be if, at the time that she came into the marriage, she already owned this, because she'd already been Yoreshit. So that, at that time, it wasn't Yadoki Yada, but once they're married, so if she gets something from Yerusha, it's like a mitziah, whatever, so it goes to the husband. It's an extension of his. Nonetheless, comes along the mission to say, Moda, the Rebbe Meir's Moda, Shein Alei Alach, Chilas Peres Bupa. So I need to know that even though the Sada was Dofa Birusha afterwards, Abal Ocho Perot, and that's the finish of the mission. But in Akinami, other than that, we know everything. It becomes basically the equivalent of Tzom Barzel. He has to invest in a piece of land. Okay? It's pretty complex because it's taking an awful lot for granted. Both here and earlier. Rolling on Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph, and we're still in the middle of Halacha Aleph in Parashishi. Taman Taninan Bab Mitzia, the Mishnah says, Mitziat Beno Bito Aktanim. We're still in the Roshutz of the Father. Abdo V'Shivchato Aknanim, where it's Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabba. Umitziat Ishto Hare Elu Shalom. It all goes to the Baal. Shu Yochol L'Shanotan L'Melacha Acheret. It explains now what is the reason. Because he has Biyodo to tell them to do this in the first place. In other words, he could say, go out, work for me by beachcombing. Then obviously the results of the work of the beachcombing would be his, because that would be the work they're doing for him. So since he could do that, so Mamela, the Mitzias are his. Ma Taimar Mina Mitziat Bino Bitar Dolim Valdov Shivchato Ivrim Are Elo Shelahen. Sheino Yochol Shanaton Melacha Achar Mashen Kein. If these are Avonim Ivrim, not Knanim, so he can't tell them go out beachcombing if they had been bought for a particular Melacha. So this guy is a typist, and he's now indentured. He's indentured for typing. You can't tell him, I don't need typing today, I need beachcombing. And the same thing is true of grown children. So over there, since he can't be mishana them to melach acheres, they're not called to be mishubadim, and the mitziyot are their own. So at Tevun, we asked, Hare ishtoino yichol l'shanat to melach acheres. We saw before in the Mishnah, you can't even ask her to do work on linen. You can't say, instead of wool, work on linen. So it's not in your hands to define what she's doing, right? So then why is it over here that she's considered to be Mitziyot Shelo? It should be Mitziyot Shela. On Rabbi Yochum, that's because it's another issue over here. The Chazal made a takana. Oh, it's not that Mi'ikra, then she really ought to get the Mitziyah. She doesn't get the Mitziyah. But Tama Acher Yesh Bisha. Mao Tama Acher Om Reb Chagim Nekitatat Mishum Eva. So since if she doesn't, when after all these years he says, you finally make money on the Mifala Pious, you don't share it with me. So that is going to ruin the relationship. So we made a takana Mishum Eva. Reb Yossi Lo Amarkin. He says that's not the reason. It's Ela Shlote Mavrachat Mishel Ba'ala Ve'omeret Mitziat Matzat. Problem is that if she gets to keep a Mitziah, there's no way to know how much money she's embezzling.
I found it.
Exactly. So if even what she found she needs to give to her husband, then she can't get away with embezzling all that money. Hagatz Becha. So, I mean, think about what you're saying and see whether it makes sense. What kind of takon is that? Let's say shenatan la'acher matana. So why can't she could always say, I mean, if somebody else gives her matana, she has a right, especially if she says, she has a right to keep that money. So what good is it? She can always say, I got it as a gift. No, she can't do that. Kol yotzei lamatana, please. If people give her gifts, it's gonna be known. Her husband will know about it. She's not gonna say such a thing. So she's stuck in that case. But if she had a chance to say, just picked it up in the street, there'd be no way to disprove what she said. Ein kol yotzei lamitzia. Okay, how about in the case of gatz mechash matzat beidim? It's according to you, if they're eidim that she found the Mitziah, it should be hers. I mean, whoever heard of such a distinction? There's one halacha, the Mitziah goes to the husband. According to you, it should depend. And we know for a fact that it's a Mitziah, she should get to keep it. It's only where she's going to pretend. That's not a kasha. That's Zumi Pnesu. Zumi Pnesu is the low plug, the way the Rishami says low plug. You can't have can't start making distinctions of what the case is. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, when it says in the Mishnah, B'tziyad b'no b'toa g'dolim ar shalehem, that's only b'she'in tfulin la'aviyem, that's only where they're not eating off of his shulchan. So that's mukhan, that's not dependence. Tfulim is dependence on their father. Avalim ayu tfulin la'aviyem, and they need his support, then b'tziyatan shalo, even if they are g'dolim. And hore Rabbi Yitzchak, b'hen, the mashbik indite, v'lom amargle puran, Rabbi Yitzchak is Mara, that someone who divorces his wife and did not pay her the entire Purana, the Piraona Vektuva, Shumalela Mizonot, Achar Shumemarka, he has to continue paying support for her until such time as he actually pays off the Ktuva completely. Has it paid off the Ktuva completely, then she's entitled to further support. Haposek ma'ot l'chatano. So somebody agrees to give a certain amount of money to his chassan, and then he dies before ever getting to the chuppah. Met chatano. So he never gave the money, but neither did the chassan ever taken to the chuppah. Omru chachamim, yocholo sheyomar l'achicha hayiti rotze litei, l'cha iyafshi litei. V'lo dvarim sheyem kadim ba'amirahim. Wait a second, what about it? I thought it was the whole point, is that they go in their mitkadesh over there, it's ain't a dwarf shrikman by mirror. What's her to say? Even if he didn't give it, it belongs to him. So it's part of the erushin against his brother. What do you mean, I don't want to give? It's not up to you to give. It's given. You said this is what you're going to give. Tani bar kapara. It's because we have an umdana. Now, when a person says such a thing, that's the only reason that it's considered to be Dvorim HaNiknim Ba'amira, is because he's posik l'shem k'tuvah m'nat l'chnois. Everybody who is posik under these circumstances is posik with the understanding that this money is going to be brought into a viable marriage. The guy drops dead and never gets to the marriage. So then he was never posik. That has nothing to do with whether it's completely chal. Even if it's completely chal, but it's like it's chal with a built-in understanding that there's a tonight. And therefore, what the Mishnah is adding is, so don't think that you could say that Tanai is, it should be used in her marriage. It is being used in her marriage. It's just being used in her marriage to the Yavan. Kamash will learn that no. He can say that obviously when you give a gift, you have an idea of who the recipient is. And even though you're saying it would be Chal, but since it was only Chal la'achar, the marriage, so it turns out that right now I can still change my mind. Okay. Did we stop? Wait. I stopped in the middle. Did I stop in the middle? Yeah. Did I? I lost the place. Yeah. I'm sorry. I stopped at Vecheni. How come nobody said it? Vecheni, and also it says in the Braita that you're not Kain Dvorim Ba'amira if you never get it to the Chuppah. Because it says, Aposek Ba'ot Bitok Tana. Kofino Tavitain. Somebody gives to the Chassan where his daughter, he's marrying her off, and then over there is that he's Chayef to be Nisein. And we force him, even if he was Pashat Regal, as Lashon over there, Pashat Lata Regal, we force him to give whatever he's got. So, if it says over there, the Bito Haktana, Holy Gdola Lo. In other words, if he was Medayik for his older daughter, then Lefara, he's not. I mean, does that make sense? Does it make more sense that if he was Pesik in the Ma'amad of the woman, then it's Al Da'ata? But a posak in the ma'amad of bitoak tana, maybe it's not considered to be. So, how do you explain it? Omer Rabbi Avon kofinot olitin yet, that when it says of your kofin, it doesn't mean kofin the father. It means kofin, since the husband was never konis, the father was not chayiv on this as dvar menikmin be'amira, and now he doesn't have what to give. So then you can force him to pater with the get. But if not, if he makes it at a tonight in Bebito HaGadolim, So then there's always an Eitzah. The Eitzah is that the guy comes back, the professor comes back, and says, okay, very good, you don't want to pay, that's fine, I don't want to marry you. Well, what do you mean? Well, when she gets enough white hairs, you can come back to me and decide if you want. But now he's stuck, we'll force him to give a get. And he can't say, I don't care, let her grow old, I'm not, I only married her on dust to have the money. That's what the nafkah mean is. It wasn't referring to the father, it was referring to the mom. It's actually my focus there. But kofin means, it's let her wait until she gets white hairs. It doesn't mean necessarily that we can't be kofin in bezdin. There's no takana.